But we didn't. We have to go back to the Mishnah. So actually, Lamed Amud Aleph. Did we do long? I think. Lamed Amud Aleph. Yeah, we started the Mishnah. Okay. Let me just find my place in here. Yeah, Lamed Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. So truma shenaf lemea. You have a measure of truma which fell into 100 measures of chulin, v'tachnon, and you ground them, u'pichsu, and now they are diminished. In other words, there's less than 101 now, I guess, when you grind, so the volume goes down. So now, k'shem shepichsu chulin, just like the volume of the chulin gets diminished, kach pichsu pichsu ha'truma, so to the volume, the truma gets diminished proportionately, and therefore it's mutter, it's permissible. What if it's not proportional? So our truma shenafel pachus mimea. Well, now what's the other direction first? You have a measure of truma which fell into 100 measures of chulin, v'tachnan, and you ground them for siru, and they expand it. Okay, somehow they expand when they're ground. So here too we say it expands proportionally. Just like the chulin went up proportionally, kachosira truma, and therefore it's also right because the forbidden proportions remain. What if you know that the grade of the chitin, the wheat, the chulin wheat here, was superior to the grade used for the truma wheat, and therefore when you grind them, the chulin will expand more and more proportionally than to the truma. So then mutter, that's okay, and the Gemara is going to qualify this. Okay, says Gemara, turning to Lamanon base. This is not only where the truma got diminished. It's a tremendous cooler. No, tremendous, but a significant cooler. A heter, to be actual, to be more exact, using your terminology from before. What if it was 100 to 1? And then you ground. And now it got diminished, and now it's only 99 to 1. Because the grade of the chulin was inferior to the grade of the truma. Nonetheless, you can grind and remains mutter. With special kulas, it's all the rabbanon anyway. So it started out okay that way, even though it doesn't end up that way, that's sufficient. Okay? Tanya, we learned. Ainti nofel shel truma mitzterefesi ma truma. If the truma has stones, pebbles, you know, and chaff and mixed in, so that does not join the truma. In order to make an iser. In other words, if that chaff brings the truma over the permitted proportions, it doesn't matter. It still remains mutter. Okay. Aval tinofe shulchulin. However, on the other hand, a kula, the chaff of the chulin mitzterefes ima chulin, literally tinofes means refuse. But the refuse with the chulin mitzterefes the chulin joins the chulin lahalos a truma. In other words, if you don't have 100 to 1 in the proportion of grain by itself, but together with the refuse, it is over 100 to 1. That's okay. Okay, again, kulas because these are all the rabbanims. Rabbi Bibi Boy, Rabbi Bibi asked, "Tinova shel truma mashu ditzterefes chulin? Can the refuse which fell with the truma join with the chulin lahalos a truma? In other words, can I, you know, bring it over to the other side, right?" So it says more, yes. We mado amar Rabbuna, that Rabbuna said, klipe iser, the eggshells of an egg which is osir. You know, let's say you have an egg with a blood spot, and the blood spots are really osir, right? So you have an egg, so the eggshell is mitzarif with the mutter eggs to make a rov. Because the eggshell of the osir egg is not really osir, right? So therefore it's mitzarif to be mavato the egg. Similarly, nuts, if you have a nut which is osir, right? Say an almond of oil or something. So the shell is mitzarif with the heter, that's right. Because the shell is not technically osir, it's only the fruit which is osir. Okay, klipe iser, husks of iser, mitzarif with the heter, they join with the heter to make it mutter. Hadamara, so this teaches us, tinovet shel truma, that the refuse of truma, mitzarif shel chulin, joins the chulin in the house of truma to bring the truma up, and make it 100 to 1. Tani, we learned to the Braisa, saw Truma Shinaflu Ameya, if you have a measure of Truma Shinaflu into 100 measures of Chulin, Iata Moiti, Zunin Vitinoi Vishabohem. You do not exclude the Zunin, poor grade grain, and the refuse in the Chulin, and it does join with the Chulin, as we just learned, three of Ato the Truma. The Fogs we may, if it fell into less than 100, in that case, you do take out the refuse of the truma. In other words, again, we go in each directional kula, where the refuse will add on a heter by tacking it onto the chulin, we add it on. Where the refuse will, if we take the refuse away from the truma, and that will make it mutter, by making the truma diminish, we take off the truma, and so on and so forth. V'chein log shel yain tzol. So to a measure of clear wine, shenofel meyah log yain achor, which fell to a measure to 100 log of wine, which includes dregs, yet the motzi shmar shvav. You do not exclude the shmarim; rather, they add dregs. They join to make the proper proportion, and vice versa. Log shel yain achor. If you have a measure of wine which had dregs, which was truma, shenofel meyah log yain so, which fell into 100. Look of wine which is clear, at the moitz shmarim shabo, you take out the dregs, meaning the dregs of truma are not included in the shear of truma, rather included in the shear of that which is mati, or that which permits the truma.
Aren't the dregs of truma, can't they be used by the
coin? I guess they don't, even if they're used by the coin, but they're only monetarily the coin. They're not considered to be at the kedusha of truma, because they're not the primary fruit. That's what it seems. Okay, so truma should, you know, it's a good question you're asking. I really don't know. I'm just assuming that. Yeah, it's a good question you're asking. It bothers me. And I assume it's good. I hope it'll be explicit later on in the Masechta. Just see if there's something here in the footnotes.
But not as easily. I have
doesn't say anything here.
Yeah.
Alright. Seems like it's on the up and up. Seems like they're not truma. That's what it sounds like. Alright, so that truma should have the pachas may have a tochna. You have a measure of truma which fell to less than 100 of a measure of truma which fell in less than 100, and then you ground them. Oh no, it's a header. You probably just don't have the header. Yeah, you don't have the header. Maslisin Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah says that if you have less than 100 to 1, but when you grind it, it's going to be more than 100 to 1 because there's a superior grade of chulin to truma. That's going like Rabbi Yossi. Okay? Oh, where is it? I'm sorry. Tani avtoichen b'tchila. That's a tani avtoichen b'tchila matir. It says you can even grind it and make a mutter. So matznis and that mission is going like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar. Rabbi Yossi said. I have the tanina tamon. I have a different Gerson in mind. I have a very different Gerson in mind. Alright, well, I'll read it the way you have it here. Masis Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Mar Af Miskavin V'Yukot V'Yalam Echa Masayim. You're allowed to be Mivatel Issa L'Chatchila. Okay, you're allowed to do it. And here in my Gemara brings down the whole Mishnah. It says there in Orla that if you have a plant of Orla, or plant of Kiliyat Kerem, which got mixed up in many other plants, but are not sufficient in order to be mivatel it, I raise a little yukot. You can't gather it. If you did gather it, it's only sufficient, you can only, if there are 200 to 1, so then it's cancelled, because there by oil and killer camp, you need not just 100 to 1, but rather 200 to 1. But you cannot intentionally gather them together in order to make proportions of 200 to 1. That's the prohibition of aim of atlin is l'chatchila. One is not allowed to cancel these surim intentionally, only if it happened automatically, but not intentionally to do so. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you can even intend to do it, and create a situation of 100, 200 to 1. So here to Rabbi Yossi, who says you can intentionally grind the grain and get it up to proportion of 100 to 1, because he also has a violin. So Chatchila, we don't hold that way. Okay? I'm Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, you don't have this, but it should be Divrei HaKohen. Everybody agrees with this. Why? Shekain the Kohanim, Shekain their Kohanim Lios Tochnin Medum Vateyim. All grain is eventually ground. In other words, to be vatlus chachila means to go and do something which is not part of the normal procedure. Anyway, in order to be mavato, and therefore, or the kiliyah karam or the orla, don't grind, don't collect it, just leave it there to rot. But you're not going to leave it to rot. You don't have to leave it to rot. This is a truma which God mixed in the chul, and you're going to give it to a kohen, right? He's allowed to eat it. And when you give it to the kohen, what's the kohen going to do before he eats it? He's going to grind it. So why wait till he grinds it to make 100 to 1? He'll make 100 to 1. That's all. It's just bringing earlier a step which will inevitably occur anyway. That's what makes it okay to do over here, even according to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan will invalidate that's only to take a step which otherwise will not be taken. But you just bring a later step earlier into the process, hey, that's okay. No, now you're not giving the coin anything. Because the moment it's... I see. Yeah, okay. No, you're not cheating the coin. Because the coin, even in the case where you have to give the entire mixture of the coin, you have the right to sell him everything other than the actual amount of too much fell in. So you're not never cheating the coin. The coin will get the whole mixture then, but he has to pay for part of it. Here, all you're doing here, the coin doesn't have to pay, obviously, but anybody's only getting the part which is corresponds to a truma, right? Masha being mild, whatever your mala which fell in. So ultimately, the Kohen is not losing anything as a result of this. Okay? Ma nafi pibina, what's the difference whether we say it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbona? Kileya Kerem? Right, where it's Kileya Kerem. I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, even by Kileya Kerem, Tochino Matir. Because it's not, even though it's not an inevitable step, even though you will just leave it, nonetheless, it's permissible to go ahead and do so, because the ultimate violin is still chatchila. I've died in the Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, ain't a tochin l'matir. You can't be tochin l'chatchila in that case. Why? Simply because there, it's not an inevitable step. Just bury the whole thing, or burn it. Don't use it at all. Okay? Let's go back to Mishnah.
Where is this?
Next last line, right. You have a measure, so say of too much fell to less than 100. And then other chulin fell in to bring it up to more than 100. Im shreig if it happened unintentionally mutter. He mazed it, it happened intentionally to us again because of aim of avlin is sochat chila. Back to Gemara. Ame avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Just Rabbi Avo, you have Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, you see that by the little dalet? Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Kol yisur jibetorah, any yisur in Torah, rin shariba alein, where you, add it on, and mevatel it, the shoy gave us unintentional mutter, that's okay. But maize if it's intentional, usher. Ask Mara, that's our Mishnah. What do you have to tell me, Rabbi Yochanan? Right? We know it's in the Mishnah. The lamas nisayis in our Mishnah, the shoy mutter, maize it usher. It says, the shoy gave us usher, mutter, the maize it's usher. Says Mara, mas nisa betruma. I might think our Mishnah is only talking about truma. Asamemelach, Rabbi Yochanan is going to tell you, Afilu Sharkov applies to anything in the Torah, not just to truma. Rav Acha b'shem Rabbi said, this is just a statement out of left field, but it's brought down because it's similar to the next statement. K'shem shemitzvah lomer al davar shu nase, just like it's a mitzvah to say, to express oneself about something which may get done as a result. Kach mitzvah shalom lomar davar sheinu nase. So too, it's a mitzvah not to say something when nothing will happen as a result of your talking. In other words, you know, if Mishanova says, "Shem shemitzvah lagi dvorim anishmoim, kach mitzvah shalom lagi dvorim shaleinam nishmoim." It's a mitzvah to say things which are going to be heard. It's a mitzvah not to say things which are not going to be heard.
Okay.
Okay? Don't give rebuke if it's going to be fruitless. On the contrary, it's harmful then. Because then the person rebuked is doubly liable, A, for not doing the right thing, B, for not listening when he was rebuked. Because they wouldn't listen, maybe. And here's a famous line, it's famous from this morning's talk. Just like it's also to say that which is tame is actually tar, so too it's also to say that which is tar is tame. Okay? It's also mi machmir mi safik. That's normally true, except if you have a case of truma where for sure it's tame, try if it's tame derabon or tame deraisa. You don't know whether it's drabana and therefore you leave it around till it rots, in lisro for it's daraisa, and you should burn it right away. It's preferable to burn than to let it rot. Why is that? There's no more precious korban than Torah, more than the bulls which are brought in Yom Kippur and are burnt completely, and the goats brought in Yom Kippur which are burnt completely, and their burning is a precious act before God. So too, if you have a doubt whether to let truma rot, or a doubt whether to burn it, burn it. It's like an act of hakrova. Says Mar, no. Rabbi Yossi asked this. The Dani Dabar Shemitz Vassal Laka Lachain. Are we going to extrapolate suddenly where the mitzvah doesn't, there's no such mitzvah. Mi Dabar Shemitz Vassal Lachain. From a case of the mitzvahs that way? No, it's my korban. The mitzvah is to burn it. And that is the service of God. By truma, there's no inherent mitzvah to burn it. If you know it's bad, you get rid of it. And you dispose of it by burning it. But the mitzvah is no, it's not like a korban. So therefore, there's no greater mitzvah to burn truma than to let it rot. Yeah, but that's not a manifestation of, you know, divine service. It's convenience. Maybe, but that wasn't the point he was making. He was comparing truma to a korban. In other words, it could be there are other reasons to say burning is advantageous, but not because of comparison of truma to a korban. That's what we're saying. Okay? New parak. Sixth parak. Lamin Alf and Ralph. Ochel truma shoygeg. If somebody eats truma unintentionally, Gazar eats truma unintentionally, non going. Mishayin Kerem Chomashi pays a principal and a fifth. What's the fifth in this case, by the way? How much is a fifth? If you have 100, what's the fifth of 100? It's a trick question.
No, that was because you count the fifth of 100. You
don't have to. Right, so what's the fifth of 100 in Gemara terms? 25. 25, because a quarter on the inside is a fifth on the outside. Very good. Oh, true, Mishayim Kerem Chomash. What? That's right. Echor Oecho makes a difference if you eat, Vechor Shoyser, you drink, Vechor Socher, you anoint yourself with it. Echor Truma Tar makes a difference if the Truma which is Tar, Vechor Truma Tmei, or Truma which is Tomei. Mishayim Chomash, you pay a fifth, and then if you eat the fifth, Mishayim Chomshah, you pay a fifth on the fifth. Ad nauseum. Vein Mishayim Truma, when you give to the coin the restitution, you do not give him Truma. El Chulin Mitzukani will give him Chulin, from which you already tithe the Truma Sumaisrus. Ve'inasim Truma, that becomes Truma, the Truma, when it's given to the Kohen. But Tashlumin Truma, and the payment is Truma. Right. In other words, if the Azor eats this stuff which you just gave to the Kohen, so he has to give another Keren Chaimish, right? Mimratza Kohen Limchol, the Kohen wanted to be able to say, it's okay, I don't mind that he ate the Truma, I'm Moichel it. Ain't a Moichel. Can't be Moichel. This is an atonement on part of the Yisrael, or the Levi for that matter, and the Kohen cannot be Moichel it. Okay? Let's go to the Gemara. Ksiv, it says, on the same page. Ksiv, you don't have the word Ksiv. It says, well, you do in the next line. I don't know, for some reason he doesn't have the header here. Yeah. He should add a fifth. But that means the way we dash it, shehu v'chomsho chamisha, that it and its fifth should be five. Meaning that 4 plus 1 equals 5. So here we see the concept of a chomesh milvar. That's a fifth on the outside. Okay? That as Gemara the Lokin on Rabbi Avo, didn't Rabbi Avo say B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Mezid b'chelev? What?
The show became is becoming.
Let's look at the read bars. First line says, "Can Achlokai my blood b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hezi b'chev shoyke b'korban." So an obvious typo. Okay? So the Lokin of Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yochan, Mezib Chayil, person intentionally, let me say, Mezib Chayil means like this. A person is aware that if you eat Chayil intentionally, you get Malkus. You get flat. He's not aware that if you eat Chayil unintentionally, you bring a Korban. Doesn't know that. He doesn't know that there's bringing a Korban. So, Masimbo, fascinating Rabbi Yochan says, if we warn him not to commit the Avera, and he did it anyway, so he's amazing. Loke, he gets Malkus, but maybe Korban has got to bring Korban as well. He gets a double whammy here. He gets flogged, and he's bringing Korban. Why? Because on the Korban aspect, he was shogeg. He didn't intentionally transgress vis-a-vis the Korban, because he didn't know he'd be chayv the Korban for transgressing. So therefore, vis-a-vis the Korban, he's considered to be shogeg and he brings the Korban. It's a fascinating concept. I don't know if I'm making it clear.
He purposely ate it after he was
born. So, but there's Rabbi Yochanan holds there's a separate narrow definition of shogeg, means shogeg vis-a-vis a Korban. But even though you're amazing in the eating, if you didn't know you're chayv the Korban, you bring the Korban. That's called shogeg b'korban. It's an amazing concept, yeah. So it's possible to have a case where you did it on purpose, you're getting flogged, you're bringing korban at the same time. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. Okay? Vem Rav Hocha, so that's a year or two. Mezi b'truma v'shoyi b'chomesh. If a person intentionally ate truma, which belonged to Kohen, but he didn't know that there was a concept of chomesh, yatrubo, let's give flog him. The yoke, and he should get let's warn him, and he should get flogged. The yobi chomesh should get chomesh as well. So why does it say here b'mezid there's no chomesh? I have a scenario which b'mezid there's also chomesh, right? Here I got one. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Zira. The gzeres hakasim that you only bring chomesh if you're completely shogeg. How so? Where do we see it? Ishki ochal kodesh bishkoga. And shetei kochil also bishkoga. That he was completely unaware of the penalty. Only then does he get a chomesh. But if he knew that if he was mazed by achila and shogeg b'chomesh, that's insufficient to get him a chomesh. He has to be completely shogeg in order to bring a chomesh. Okay? Now, we have a very fundamental couple of lines here. I'm not sure if they're written in your Gemara the same way they're written in mine. Tani. You have no Tani. I have Tani Mezib Spekel Kishogi Bavado. So you have Kimeitz b'sfeiko k'shogi b'vado. You see that in your Gemara? Kimeitz b'sfeiko k'shogi b'vado. If you're amazed in a suffix, that's an amazing concept. You know it's a suffix truma. You have in front of you something that's a suffix truma. You don't know if it's truma or not. You eat it anyway. Says the Gemara, that's tantamount to a shogeg by a vadai. To intentionally eat a safek is intentionally to be unintentionally eat a vadai. So therefore, if you intentionally eat a safek, what do you chayev? a Keren Chomesh, or if it's another Aveira, regular Aveira in Torah, as opposed to Truma, a Korban. Right. So you intentionally translate, even though something to write to the Chumra, if you intentionally go and eat it, you're still only going to get a Korban, not Malkus. Okay? Mezid be Sveiko Geshoi Vadom. Why? Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says, Hadam Raz teaches us, Hashavlo Midiyasu Chayv Lo Shigigoso. If somebody would have refrained from doing it, were to know that it was usur, that he's considered to have the status of shogun. In other words, this guy, he's not a big enough Yerei Shamayim to refrain from it if it's a suffix. But he would be a big enough Yerei Shamayim to refrain from it if he knew it was a vadai. So that's sufficient in order for him to be considered to be a shav midiyoso. That had he known, he would have refrained from doing so. And the shav midiyoso is the definition of somebody who's a shogun who brings the korban. It's a very amazing thing. He's willing to transgress suffix. He's not willing to transgress vadai. That's tantamount to shogun who brings the korban on that. Right. Meaning certain Ashkochas, to name nameless Kozmarante. Okay? Amar. Harani put a similar idea now, or extension of this idea. Amar Rani Purish Mikazais. Person says, an interesting thing. I'm willing to refrain from eating Kazais of Israel. But I'm not willing to refrain from any Purish Mikazais. I'm not willing to refrain from half of Zais. Whereas I won't have a whole Big Mac. That's from Miami. But to have a half a kazai, a bite of Big Mac, that I gotta do. So Rabbi Boon Barachia, Nas the koecho chati zayis b'shogi, chati zayis b'mezid. So it's no, you can't bring a korban, you can't give a malchus, because half it eats b'shogi, and half it eats, it's if he eats half a kazai b'shogi, and half a kazai b'mezid, right? So you can never, if he ate the entire thing b'shogi, let's say he ate an entire kazai. And he ate the whole thing with shogun, but he still can't bring a korban. Why? Because not shav midiyoso on half of it. On half of it, had he known that he was eating it, other thing he would have eaten it anyway, because he would eat up to half his eyes of Israel. So therefore, he doesn't have the full shear necessary to bring a korban, because shear to bring a korban is the kazayas. The kazayas, which would be shav midiyoso, the way he knows, also he would have refrained from doing so. And here, only on a half a kazayas would he have refrained had he known that it's saucer, and therefore he can't bring a korban. And of course, he can't get malchus either, the same idea. Okay? The in is bar Rabbi Boon bar Chia Krei Shimon Lakish. What about if Rabbi Boon bar Chia would hold it from Shimon ben Lakish, which, Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Achel Chati Zayish Bishkoga, Bechat, oh, I don't know what gears you have here. I have a whole mess on here. It's not a typo because I see the Rebbe's goes to town here. So let me read it my way and see if you can follow along. Vini's bar Rabbi. No. I don't know. I don't think so. But it's still, I'm not sure. No, that we're getting into now. That we don't pass like. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Machlokas in the entire Torah where the Chatzishir is also Mutami, the Raisa. But the old Chatzishir is also Mid Rabbana. Okay, when me, the request is me, the rice, you have the rice, not the rabbonis. It's all about korbanos and malchus and stuff. So it's all the rices. But that's about to say, Reish Lakish Shita is that a chatzis shear, half a Big Mac, half a kazayis Big Mac would be mutter me, the rice. So it's only also me, rabbona. Okay? The Inis Bora, Mr. Zuger, we're now in the fourth line. Reis bar Rabbi Boon bar Chia Krav Shemin Lakish Rabbi Boon bar Chia Krav Shemin Lakish. What chatzis shear is mutter midaraisa? one is allowed to have half a beer, half a kazayis, a Big Mac. Darshim Lakish Ochel Chatzi Zayis Bishkoga. Darshim Lakish says that if you eat half a kazayis unintentionally, the Chatzi Zayis Bizardon, and half a kazayis intentionally, Belim Echad, in one forgetfulness, in other words, in one event, so Potter, you're exempt from a carbon. The Acha Potter, here too, you're exempt. I'm not sure why I'm... What? Oh, probably. Good point. Yeah. It just like over there, you're exempt from a carbon. Also over here, you're going to be exempt from a chomesh. Right. Because on the half a kazai, you only have a kazai on a chomesh. If you're a chomesh on a kazai, so you'd be shy of midioso, and here's not shy of midioso, so ever be exempt. I'm not sure, though, why this contingent of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the old chatzishir's mutter min ha-Torah, should be true also according to Rabbi Yochanan argues on him. Not sure. It's not clear to me why Rav Shimon Lakish is brought in here. Oh, okay. The Baz explains it. Take a look at Baz in the third line down. The similar explanation here is the Maksha of Shimon Lakish, that's good to Shimon Lakish. How can you find a case where you're going to make him chaya b'shogeh al kazayis truma? I mean, a din mutter lo lecho kol kazayis b'choser mashu. I got it now. Okay. The Gemara's kasha is like this. Gemara's kasha is, I'm not sure now the Gemara's going to answer. It's good kasha. Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, according to Rabbi Shlomo Shlomo, it's chatzishir's mutter mito raisa. If you ate a kazayis, it should never be chayv a chomesh. Because on the first half of kazayis, you're not a shayv midioso. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat the first half of kazayis. It's like the half kazayis of a Big Mac we were talking about before. It's taka mutter though, because chatzishir is mutter midoraisa. So if that's the case, how can you be chayav a chomesh when you ate a kazayis, or a karma for that matter, you ate a kazayis? You're allowed to eat the first half. The first half, you're not shamidioso, right? That's very good. Vini's bar, it's a very good gosh. Vini's bar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, yes, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Damar, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Ochel Chatzi Zayis. Bishkoga, Chatzi Zayis, Bizarre, Meli Mecha Potter, Ochel Potter. You're going to remain exempt here, it's Takin, no way to be Machaibu. The Mar doesn't answer the question. It's a brilliant question. Again, according to Reish Lakish, you're always allowed to eat the first half of Zayis. So you're not a Shav Midioso. So you should never be chayav on anything. Even the Chomesh or a Korban if all you ate was a Zayis. What? Our Mishnah we talk about on the second Zayis. Our Mishnah doesn't say that only on one Zayis. It could be on the second Zayis. You know, where already you're now let's eat any of it. Let's talk a very powerful question. Let's talk a very powerful question. The Gemara says, Ochal Shtei Chatzoy Goyan, where it says, Ochal Shtei Chatzoy says, me ate two halves of a Zayis, the Choser Kolshu, and you're missing something, Potter. You're exempt. Maybe one was better. Because, and he gave it to him, and he handed it to him. This is according to Reish Lakish. This is according to Reish Lakish. You ate two half of Zayis, and you're missing Yeah, this now now it's very clear. It's beautiful. Gemara say Gemara is of course very abbreviated, but Gemara is saying very basic thing. According to Rish Lakish, where is a case we are going to be chayiv? Chomesh or a korban on a for one kazayis if you intended to eat the entire kazayis. In other words, if it's not distinct, the only time Rish Lakish says chatish shows mitar is when you were going to eat half a kazayis and stop. Period. And the second size is like an afterthought. But if you tend to eat the entire kazayis at once, and even Rish Lakish holds that that's considered to be a case which is mamish osur, right, to do with intention, and therefore if you did it unintentionally, you bring a korban. The only time Rish Lakish holds chadish is mutar midaraisa is if you intended to stop after half a kazayis. Am I making myself clear?
Well, you intended to stop, but you didn't. You went on.
Right. Right. In that case, Reish Lakish Taka would not be Mechayev Yilkorban. Because the first half, you weren't the Shav Midi also.
You liked it so much. If you went on.
You continued. But a case where you originally began with the intention to eat the full Kazayas. So in that case, Taka on that Kazayas, either you're amazing, you get Malkus, or you're a Shogi, and you bring a Korban. Because you didn't look at it as being a unit of an Africa's eyes, on which you would not be Shamidi also, you look and perceive the scenario as a case of a focus eyes. And therefore, had you known, of course, that it was also, you would not have been allowed, nor would you have done it. So it depends on whether it's split up or not split up.
What if you intended to eat, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you intended to eat the whole.
Right, Yochanan,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You intended to eat the whole kazayas.
Yeah.
And in the middle, after eating half, you decided you didn't want the full
kazayas. What? But you still, you didn't transgress anything anyway. Because in order to transgress me, you need to eat a whole kazayas.
So what about
the chayav a korban? No. It's not chayav a korban unless you eat a whole kazayas. But Shlokesh is saying, yeah, in order to be chayav a korban, you have to eat the entire kazayas with the intent to begin with to eat it. Because his heter on the first half his eyes doesn't kick in. Okay? So that's what he says. If you ate two half zeisim, the chaser koshu, and you're missing anything, potter. So koshu, the ma'akabinog says lav dafka. Means by definition it's chaser and you're exempt. Right? If it's two half zeisim, you're exempt according to Rish Lakish because two have Zaysim, one of them is Shamidiyasa, one of them is Ainu Shamidiyasa. One of them is Ainu Shamidiyasa, one of the only other one is Shamidiyasa. When do I have a case where I can be Chayiv on a Zayis, either a Korban or Malkus, where the entire thing is one unit, not two halves? Okay? So two halves is by definition Chaser, and you can't be Chayiv. However, Moida Rish Lakish concedes by Yisuri Hanoah. If you eat something which is osur ba'anoa, such as kili akerim, it's not a kazayis which is osur, even less than a kazayis is osur. Isur ha'noa, the only things which are measured in kazayisim are things which are osur ba'achila. So osur to eat the minimum shear which of isur, according to Rish Lakish, is a kazayis. But with isur ha'noa, so either the minimum shear is a mashu, or at the very most, a shavet pruta. Because the moment you have anov and sharpruti, you're chayiv. So there's no concept that even Rish Lakish concedes, there's no concept of half being mutter. None of it is mutter. You can't begin the process. So even if you ate a half a kazayis and then another half a kazayis, you'd still be chayiv malchus, or if you didn't unintentionally be chayiv to bring a korban. Okay, that's what he's saying here. Mod Rish Lakish b'sri anov, and Mod Rish Lakish b'yom ha-kippurim. Rish Lakish concedes by Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur, even half a shear is osur, because the it's on Yom Kippur is to be meshiv daito, to restore your faculties, and you restore your faculties to a limited extent, even with less than a kazayis. Rish Lakish concedes where your intent is eventually to complete the kazayis, not eventually, but as we just said, to complete the kazayis, then there too also, Rish Lakish says that in that case, you'd be chayav a korban on the first kazayis if you did it unintentionally, or a malchus if you did it intentionally. Okay? Now we're on the topic. If somebody eats a kilei akerem, you get malchus. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that I might say that since it's ra'anoa, maybe it has a different shear and different parameters. That's why you say the parameter is a parameter of consumption. Going along these lines. Somebody who swallows vinegar of truma like it, he gets malchus, even though it's not edible. Right, doesn't matter. Somebody who eats raw grain gets malchus. Now, since these are considered to be acts of eating, somebody who swallows vinegar made of truma, since it's not acts of eating, I'm sorry. Since it's not bona fide eating. Somebody who swallows vinegar of truma, only pay the principal and not the fifth. Somebody who chews grain of truma, pays the karen and not the chomish. You guys turn the page too early. Rebbe Omer, now we're on the second page. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says, now I have Omer Ani. Yeah, okay. Omer Ani. A Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh. Even when you swallow vinegar, you pay Karen V'Chomesh. And here the reason given in my Gemara is because Shachomet Meshiv Es HaNefesh. Because vinegar also is, it does something to you, right? It's nutritive. Okay? Rabbi says, even Chachomi agreed to Rabbi when you swallow the vinegar of Truma on a piece of bread. But you dip your bread in the vinegar, or you use the salad dressing, because then already it's cause the coin only loss of Truma Tmeo? Too bad. You have to be a chumash to start. If, however, you did give chulin, which is tamei, yotza, then that exempts. Rabbi Nosa Meir, it depends. Subchus Meir Shoigeg, if you did it unintentionally, you gave him chulin tamei, then a mash also, then it works. Meis, if you did it intentionally, lo sov lo kum, it doesn't work. Now, it's to intentionally shortchange the coin, that's improper. Tamotzi, we learned over there. Ain't turning a tome a tori, now it's be turning a tora a tome. If you did it, it does work. And that's Rabbana. And Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yosim turning a tome a tor, Bein Meshogi. Oh, no, it doesn't work, sorry. It works only Meshogi and not amazing. And Rabbi Yosim says, in turning a tome a tor, if you did it turning a tor, Bein Meshogi, Bein amazing. Even if it's amazing, Masha also then it works. Now the Gemara makes a statement. The same which by us attributed to Sumchus, that only works if it is showing knife didn't be amazing, is Kistama Tamon is like the generic sheet. I mean the sheet of all the rabbis over there who say that there is a dichotomy between showing amazing. And in Chidah Tamon, the same Rabbi Yossi there, which says there's no distinction between Shoyig and Mezid, is Kistama Da'ach is like the generic statement over here, which holds there's no distinction. But the evidence, if you gave Chulin Tzmeim instead of Chulin Torim, that it works and becomes Truma. Okay? Do you have a head here? Vatash Lumen Truma? Hechavida. How does it become? We're going back to the Mishnah where it says that when you pay back with the chulin, they become truma. What does that mean? How does it work? Hechavida. Rabbi Zira Chayachin has said, Tashlume truma rein kachum l'chol davar. Once you give the payment, the restitution of grain to the kohen, it becomes truma for all matters. Ella! Except, shegudulein chulin. That when it grows, in other words, if you plant that in the ground, that truma, whatever grows is chulin. Gidulei truma, harein chulin chol davar. The what grows from regular chulin, for regular truma, not just from the tashlumin, is also chulin for all matters. Ela, wherever there's a distinction, the distinction is that asurim lazorim, that midrabanan, whatever grows from regular truma, is also for commoners. But whatever grows from the tashlumin of truma, that's mutzer for commoners. Okay? Again, this is a rabbinic distinction. The rights, it doesn't matter. Whatever grows from truma is a new thing. It's not chayiv and truma. But it's chulin. It's not truma. But this is a rabbinic distinction. Rabbi Yosef said, Vanat Ninan Tarteon. We learned all these things from our Mishnayos. Well, how so? It says Tashlumei Truma Rein Kachum L'Chol. That which we just said, Tashlumei Truma Rein Kachum L'Chol Dover. That payment of Truma is like Truma in all matters. Ditznina, we learned that our Mishnah that's alluded to when it says Eino Mishalim Truma El Chulin Mitzukanin. You don't pay back with Truma. You pay back with rectified Chulin, meaning which is tight already. Fein Nasim Truma, and they become Truma. So it says that almost explicitly. And that which we said, El Gidul Shagilei Chulin, that which grows for them is Chulin, that also is essentially explicit in our Mishnah. The Tzinian we learned, we haven't learned it yet, we're going to learn it later. The Tzinian Gidulei Truma, Truma. So that which goes from Truma is Truma, El Gidulei Tashlumin, but that which, from this we infer, that which goes from Tashlumei Truma is Chulin, remains Chulin. And Gidulei Truma, Renke Chulin Chol Dover. That which it says that Gidulei Truma are like Chul in all matters, no, it's a Chayiv and Lekka Chichl and all pay and all that. That we learn out from the Tanina, from another Mishnah, where it says that Gidulei Truma, Chayevis, Lekka Chichl and Peah, Chayiv and Lekka Chichl and Peah, Vani Yisrael, Vani Yekom, and Melachtim. And both poor Jews and poor Kohanim can collect it. Elish Rasu and Lazarim, it's just that it's forbidden for Zarim to eat. The Tanina, as it says over there, Vani Yisrael, if poor Jews collect that which grew from Truma plants, then poor Israelim, mochim es shelohen, they have to pay that which they collected la kohanim to the kohanim with made truma for the price of truma. But adam shem, they only get to keep the money, not get to keep the crop itself. Okay, tanya or tani, tashlume truma, aim shalmin keren mochemish. If you ate tashlume truma, oh wait. Sorry, if you gave Tashlumei Truma to a Kohen, or designated them even to give to a Kohen, then you can't use them to repay a Keren V'Chomesh if you then again eat more Truma. Because whatever the Keren V'Chomesh must come from Chulin. It can't come from Truma or from Tashlumei Truma. Okay? U'mishalmin aleim Keren V'Chomesh. And if Yisrael eats these Tashlumei Truma, he's got to pay an additional Keren V'Chomesh for eating them. Ve'echoy Mechal, they're not Chai Mechal, because they themselves are Truma. Ve'ni Adayim Poslos. But on the other hand, they're not fully like Truma. For instance, hands, which are normally Metame Truma, are not Metame them. And Einsel, until Yom touches them, they're not, but they don't make them Tame. Kiderech She'ein Poslim Mechulin. In a similar way, I know you have a different girsa there, but he does makes a tikkun here. Kashem Shem Posim Mechulin, just a similar way to the way to Ful Yom, and a Yodayim, don't make Chulin Tomei. Vav Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shim Rebbe Mo Debo, and Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shim both concede this. And Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shim and Rebbe, we're about to see, we haven't seen them yet. Getting back to the Mishnah, or no, don't go back to the Mishnah, but the Mishnah said, Vim Ratza Koin Limcho V'chulei. It just said, the Kohen wants to be Moichel, he can't be Moichel. Now, says Lamar, that's Kshelo Yifrish. That's if the Yisrael hasn't yet set aside the Truma. Yifrish v'acharkach ochal. What if the Yisrael set aside the restitution, and then he ate the restitution? Plukta the Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. What his status is a Machlokas Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. The Tani, we learned to the Brisa, Benasa Kohen is HaKodesh. You have to give the Kohen the stuff which you designate as restitution, which is called Kodesh. Yogatea for Shosim Machayev Lo Kerem Machomesh. Doesn't mean that the moment you set it aside as restitution, it has the status of Truma. Therefore, if you eat it, you're Chayev, a Kerem Chomesh for having eaten it. No. Tamalomar Benasa Lo Kohen is HaKodesh. Only when you give it to the Kohen. Matnoso Mikadosh Shoso. Giving it as a Mekadesh, and only in that case you chayv on a Keren V'Chomesh, Divrei Rebbe. So therefore, two things. A, it doesn't become bona fide Truma until it's given to a Kohen. And B, the flip side of that, is if the Kohen is moichel to you and says, oh, don't worry, keep it. It certainly doesn't work at that point, because what's he telling you to keep? You haven't been yoytzer chiv a restitution yet. You're only yoytzer chiv restitution when you actually give it to him. However, Elizabeth Shimon Omer, afra afra shosai. even if it just sets it aside. Because that's though that sanctifies it. The chayav love keren v'chomish, and you're chayav and keren v'chomish if you eat it already then. But if Yisrael set aside this restitution, that's enough to make him chayav if he eats it afterwards.
But if the coin is
marichal on it? Oh, so now, at that point, now the flip side is that since it's already restitution, the moment set aside, the coin can be marichal it. But all it means that the coin is marichal it, it just means that you don't have to give it to him, you can sell it to him or any other coin.
It's still
truma. I may have messed that up the first time I understood it. It's still truma. Truma still is. Okay. And marichal, going to Lama Bezim Ralph now, because he takes out the last two words in the line. Mocha v'chakach ocha. Let's say the coin's moichulut. And then Yisrael eats it. Now, he's eating truma, that's for sure. But what does he have to do? Tuk to Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Shim ben Lokish. She says, Machlokas Rabbi Yochan Shim ben Lokish. Mrs. Zuger. On top of Lama Bezim Ralph. Mocha v'chakach ocha. The coin was moichulut, but then Yisrael ate it. Tuk to Rabbi Yochan Rabbi Shim ben Lokish. This Baalkun. A case like this, a wild and woolly case. Gozal Truma, your grandfather's a Kohen. You're Yisrael. God, or Levi for that matter. Gozal Truma shall avi imo Kohen v'meis. You stole Truma from your grandfather, your mother's father, and then your grandfather died. You stole and you ate it. Rabbi Yochanan Marmer shall meshevet. Rabbi Yochanan says you got to pay the Kohanim. Because you stole their truma, you give it Karen Chaimish. You keep the money for yourself. Because you inherited, since your grandfather had no other heirs, you're his heir. So you get to keep the principal. However, we're going to see later on, the Chomish you don't get to keep. Chomish you have to give to the Shevet. That's separate. But the bottom line is that you get to keep the principal.
But the principle is
true. What?
The principle now
is true. So it's true, but you can sell it. You don't have to give it. Okay, that's what it boils down to. If the coin was mochel you and then you ate it, avade, whatever, you have to make restitution. But what happens when you make restitution? Since there's a mechila ready, so Kohen Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't work. It's when you make restitution, you have to still give it to a Kohen. Kohen Reish Lakish, though, you make the restitution to yourself. It's truma, but now you can sell it to a Kohen. You don't have to give it to him for free. All right, we'll stop here for this evening because the next part is a little bit complicated and we won't get through it tonight. And we're going to learn Sunday at 8 o'clock in my shul. Okay?
Yaakov figured what Asa was going to do. So.